On service, you're enough. The great lesson to learn of life is the need of giving out from the abundance of oneself in order to be ever abundant within oneself. Walter Russell. We often dismiss our efforts, particularly the small ones. We negate our positive impact on others' lives because of how we see or value ourselves or frame our worldview. We color the canvas with our preconceptions, paradigmatic programming, and ideas and beliefs about how we presume others perceive us, our worth, or our contribution. When we don't feel like we're enough, nothing we do will be enough. But love does not exist in a vacuum. Even if we are not present, the beauty and genuineness of the moment should send ripples outward for eternity. The glorious interplay of energies goes beyond our self-judgment and various needs for validation. We are too hard on ourselves, and we very often forget that everyone shares the same concerns, worries, and problems. We simply use different words and scenarios to describe them. It's overcomplicated. It is our spirit's nature to serve, but the noise between our ears, fueled by the stories or perhaps traumas we have lived, can create a heaviness in our chest, solar plexus, or belly. It can cause headaches, tighten our throats, and suppress our sexuality. We squander our creatorship, loving, willpower, and energetic sensitivities needlessly. Our mind's chaotic rhythm has little to do with us, and the conforming to the never-ending cacophony can be paralyzing. It compels us to look down and away, undermines interpersonal connection and authenticity, and, most importantly, inhibits vulnerability. Meet the eyes of those you care for. Recognize that gratitude is a vortex of co-creation, an expansive vibration that benefits everyone. Allow your mind to go batshit crazy, but you stay here. See the fruits of your labor, useful and valuable. Observe how encouragement ignites a spark. Recognize that just listening is often enough. Simply being present in effortless quiet is grounding. It holds space and requires no training whatsoever. When the human race learns how to give and re-give equally, each will be enriched. He who withholds that which he should give to another impoverishes both himself and the other. Walter Russell. It may sound like an oversimplification, but it remains true. Just be yourself. We do not happen into the lives of others by accident, and the life we chose is no accident. You are given limitless love, talent, and creativity. Re-give it. Solvitur ambulando.